Start talking about how women underestimate their abilities compared to men. And for women, but not men, success and likability are negatively correlated. That means that as a woman is more successful in your workplaces, she will be less liked. This means that women need a different form of management and mentorship, a different form of sponsorship and encouragement, and some protection, in some ways more than men. And there aren't enough senior women out there to do it, so it falls upon the men who are graduating today just as much or more as the women, not just to talk about gender, but to help these women succeed. When they hear a woman is really great at her job but not liked, take a deep breath and ask why. We need to start talking openly about the flexibility all of us need to have both a job and a life. A couple weeks ago in an interview, I said that I leave the office at 5:30 to have dinner with my children, and I was shocked at the press coverage. One of my friends says she wasn't sure I could get more headlines if I had murdered someone with an axe. I told her I wasn't really interested in trying that. But this showed me that this is an unresolved issue for all of us, for men and women. Otherwise, why would everyone write so much about it? And maybe most importantly, we need to start talking about how fewer women than men, even from places like HBS, most likely even in this class, aspire to the very top jobs. We will not close the leadership gap until we close the professional ambition gap.